Free Brooklyn.
All right, we are Dave and Giggles, and we're covering for Melissa, and she is, I'm not sure what she's doing, but I think she's having a glorious time, and we will try to play some music. Maybe we will. I'm not sure.
Maybe we will. I might go buy a fridge.
You might go buy a fridge, but we got Deb in studio, who's a licensed sex therapist, and we love having Deb on, and she's not only a licensed sex therapist, she's not only our guest, but she's one of our best friends. And she's gone.
She left.
That's so good. There she is.
Or, she's back.
Yeah, she's back. Dad, what's going on?
I disappeared.
You disappeared. I heard the dog.
She was getting to a point, and what was she talking about?
She was talking about how she didn't want to do the dishes anymore.
Mm. Right.
Yeah. So you went through a period of your life.
Fun at camp.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was having too much fun at camp, and I didn't want to come home.
You didn't want to come home. But I mean, you stuck it out. You're still with John, which is great. And you're all your kids are going off to college or coming home from college and starting their lives. And you're going to sell your house.
Yep.
That's why.
Maybe have a polyamorous relationship.
And maybe,
that sounds fantastic.
That sounds great.
That sounds like if I was her, that'd be what I would do.
Sounds great. Deb, how do you feel about that?
You can do that. You don't have to be me. You could do it as you.
What do you think, Giggles?
I don't think it's going to work. I don't think I'm able to have a polyamorous relationship. I have to make one woman happy. I can't make two.
Would you be okay if your wife had it?
Good question.
Ooh, that's a question for her. I'm not going to speak for her.
I mean, how would you feel about it?
What?
If she was like, hey, I'm going to have this polyamorous relationship, how do you feel about it?
I don't know. Unless it's somebody with a lot of money.
Yeah. Deb, is there ever a time where someone's in a polyamorous relationship but only one person is?
Sometimes, but it's not because it's not that's usually when they come to me and I kind of straighten them out. But
yeah, so that's gotten bad, you're saying.
You got to be like, all parties have to be into this. You can't just have one person having a polyamorous relationship when the other person's not really into it, you know? That seems more like cheating.
Right.
That's more like cheating.
Having I'm polyamorous. Didn't you get the memo?
Right.
You know, you kind of have to. Everybody's got to be in agreement. Do you have to? Should you sign something?
Was it a contractual thing?
Like a contractual thing that says, like, listen, this is.
Everybody's talking over
each
other.
You have to have a contract. Sorry. You have to have rules. That's the whole point. And the relationship has to be really strong. You can't have polyamory as a fix for a bad relationship.
Right, you can't fix a relationship with that. No, I completely agree. Have you had anybody come in and be like, "We're trying to hash out a contract. Can you help us with it?"
Sure, all the time.
Really? That's interesting. So,
all the time.
Are you like a notary so you can like stamp it and be like, "Okay, this is legit now."
No. But we talk about the rules and we talk about.
What are some of the rules? Can we talk about some of the rules? I'd really love to know some of the rules.
Sure.
Dave's trying to get free advice.
The rule of who's, a lot of times someone is primary. That's the most common, that, the original partner is primary and they get, if they're not having a great day and you have a date, you can't go on your date. You have to stay home and be with your partner.
Gotcha.
And that's one of the rules.
That is a rule.
You can't just peace out. Be like, oh, shit's getting rough. I got to go to my second girlfriend's house. You got to stay with the first. You got to be like, okay, I'll stay here and, draw you a bath, make you dinner.
But that's interesting because then you get into you get into this weird sympathetic but not empathetic thing where like they'll stay there because they feel like they have to, but they're not really into it. You know what I mean?
Well, they're allowed to be disappointed. That's a feeling. They just can't pout in the corner. Then that's a rule.
That's a rule. No. So wait a minute. There's a rule you can't pout in the corner?
No. I mean, that's just being mature.
But sure.
Sorry. I canceled because I was blue. I apologize.
It's really fine. All right. So give me another rule. What other rules do we got in this thing?
A lot of people have, they have to clear it with their partner if they want to be with someone.
Got to show a picture. You gotta like be like, all right,
well,
this is.
And some people have veto power. Some people don't allow others to have veto power.
Do they want to like have that moment of being like, hey, do I want to meet this person? Do they ever go that far?
I'm sorry. I think my dinner's ready. I just got a knock on the door. I'm outside.
Do they ever want to meet the other person?
Sometimes.
That can get dicey.
Don't ask, don't tell. Sometimes, So, people want to watch. People want to hear about it. Some people don't want to watch and they don't want to hear about it. You know,
watch as in like what? Being a cuck? Is that what you're saying here? Watch?
Yeah, that I have a lot of cuckolds.
Really?
Couples.
Wow. Yeah.
And you know, some people get wigged out if, you know, you're making a noise that they never heard before with this new person.
Sure. Sure.
Some people like that. Some people don't like it.
Hmm. It sounds like you're hurting my wife. Could you just keep that down a little bit? Oh, okay. Oh, he's not choking you. Oh, it's right. Oh, I'm just gonna be in the other room. I got some work to do. You guys,
Best cuck. You would be such a good cuckold. That would be so great. I would love to see that. I would pay money to see that.
Be like, guys, I'm gonna go for a bike ride. Just
finish up and money on the counter
and change the sheets.
Change the sheets, please. Change the sheets. Oh, man.
I mean, some people won't. Know,
Deb's got to get back to her dinner. We should let her go.
Yeah. All right.
It sounds like you wanted to get Giggles, going,
please,
right? You got dinner in the oven.
Solidify this trip to Vermont so I can cancel my people.
Yeah. As soon as this show's over, talk to the groom and see what the deal is. Because
I'll be
like,
can I bring
time.
Two people to your wedding?
Two people to your wedding.
I can't bring my wife and kids, but can I bring my friend David Depp?
What, Deb?
We can just hang out. We don't have to go to the wedding.
That's true. We could just hang out and like, we could just show up like towards the end of it, you know, like have a good time. Me and Deb are fine on our own.
Yeah.
You're just going to be jealous. You're going to be like, what are they doing? What are they doing? They having more fun than me? What's going on? Classic cuck.
All right. Love you guys.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. We'll figure it
out.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
There you go. That was nice.
She's got good advice.
She's got great advice.
I feel like she's the voice of reason.
She is the voice of reason.
I like when we ask her questions.
I know. I feel like we need to be, we should do the next time we have her on, we'll get questions from audience members. We'll have them email
We've tried
us.
This. Yeah, Nobody wants to give you their sex questions. We can ask
people. We don't have to be like, email us when nobody will, but we can ask. Jesus Christ. Have you heard about the Betsy Ross sneakers?
No, it came and went.
It came and went, right? Yeah, it came and went.
I didn't even click on it. I saw it and I was like, eh.
It's a boring one. Yeah, and like, it was really weird because like,
who cares? All right, what else?
All right.
What else? Give me some of that one.
Yeah, all right. I got plenty of stuff. All right. Let's see here. Hillary Duff has been lambasted on the internet.
Oh, no.
She posted on Twitter a picture of her 7-month-old getting her ears pierced and crying.
Oh, I saw this. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Here's the thing that gets me is that there's a lot of people bitching about it. But I mean, in return, like, we cut the heads off of a lot of penises and no society really doesn't have a problem with that.
Well, not the heads, just the foreskin.
Obviously, you know what I mean.
And it's not the head. It's not.
You know what I mean. You know what I mean. But
all right, who cares? Who cares? Ears piercing? Yeah, some kid, our neighbors pierced their baby's ears at like a month old, and I was like,
ooh.
I mean, I said that too. I was like, ooh, God, you're the. I said you're those people.
I feel like you just walk around Colorado going, ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh. Oh, you did that,
ooh.
I don't, you know, here I'm not gonna pierce my daughter's ears. Like, we're not gonna until she's like old enough and she wants to pierce them.
Right.
Like, I don't think I want to. Like, I don't need to.
How old?
Until when she's like 16 or 15.
You're going to make her wait that long?
Would she, if she asks me, I'll say, sure. Like, you can pierce her ears. You're going to, are you, I'll ask her if she's old enough.
You should just say, this is not your decision to make.
Yeah. We're going to pierce them as soon as you come out of the womb.
Ooh, that would be rough. That would be rough.
That's like, and that's me having to like clean the ears and make and like put like jewels in ears. I'm like, I'm not gonna mess with that. I have
talked about this.
I have no tattoos, no piercings, and it kind of feels great. It,
yeah,
you know,
free and clear.
A little hairy in some places.
Sure,
but other than that, like I, you know,
got the pooch. Yeah, totally. Have you and the missus had the sex talk about you like? Talking about sex to the boys.
My polyamorous relationship.
About being a cuckold. Yeah, right. About that. No, so about like you talking to the boys and she'll talk to the girl or like.
No, I mean, no, we talk to our kids about like sex and
keep it
what
open.
Happens. And, yeah.
They're young.
If they ask us, like we'll tell them. Yeah, we'll be like, you know, this is what happens. This is how babies are made. You
this
know?
Is how babies are made.
I'm not going to, you know. Give him sex tips. He's 7'6".
No, like, no. But I mean, I'm talking about down the line. He
doesn't need that info. When the time comes, we'll have a talk. But we don't need to separate the kids.
No.
By female and male.
No.
If that's what you're asking.
Well, I mean, it's just like it's an interesting thing. I mean, I would probably if I were in that position, I'd be like, all right, listen, I'll talk to our daughter. You talk to the boys. We'll flip it.
Yeah.
We'll make it interesting. We'll flip it. It'd be interesting. I like it. So what's going on with all these earthquakes?
I don't know.
What's happening?
Mother Nature's mad.
Mother Nature's mad. There was just another one today in eastern Indonesia, 7.1.
Oh, they get a lot.
They do get a lot
down there. Yeah, LA doesn't get a lot, and apparently those two were bad.
Those two were really bad.
Yeah,
I talked to
some earthquake talk. We should have gotten
Yeah,
I don't even like calling him Scrap. It's such a terrible name.
I'll see if he wants to call in and
talk about the earthquake. Yeah. Apparently, it was bad. It was, but it didn't. I don't see like widespread pictures of damage or anything like that, right?
I mean, it fucked up places in California where it happened because it was a big earthquake. But like
7.1 is pretty big, like right? Like I've never been in a.
It was a big earthquake. It was a big earthquake, but it happened like in between. Las Vegas and LA. So like they felt it in Vegas and they felt it in LA, but by the time it got to them, it was like a three, I think. Like it was a three.
Okay.
And so like it concentrated in the middle there and it fucked everything up. Like it was pretty bad. It fucked up the roads. It caused tons and tons of fires because like gas mains got broke, started fires. A lot of places burned down. It was really bad. And they're saying that this is there's a 1 in 10 chance that another big one is going to happen.
Like the big one.
Yeah, possibly the big one.
Earthquake talk.
But we're screwed. It's not good.
It's not good. And I mean, weather, did you see that
go ahead.
Did you see the weather in Mexico, the hail?
Oh yeah, it was hailing in Mexico?
Like in the middle of the summer, and apparently there was like 5 feet of hail. Did you see moving down like frozen like water moving cars down in Mexico in the middle of the summer, which is nuts.
What the hell is happening?
Crazy.
The hell is happening? And then you saw.
Yeah, I think we've talked about this before, but I think we've tilted the axis a little bit too much.
You think we've tilted it?
It's like we've done a lot of damage.
Yeah.
Now and like the weather is really weird.
Yeah.
Now
like, it's really not weird.
It's not really that predictable anymore.
It's true. You know? Well, I mean, okay, so Mexico, you got hail happening, right? And tons of terrible weather that wouldn't be expected in Mexico. On July 4th, Anchorage, Alaska was 90 degrees.
I saw this.
That's crazy. It's crazy.
And the hottest year on record.
Yeah, the hottest. Well, yeah. June was the hottest month ever recorded. Hottest month ever recorded in human history was June, just last month. If it comes out that July is the hottest month ever recorded, I don't think we got long left. I don't think we have much left. It's bad news. So I was looking at the history of Anchorage, Alaska.
Yeah.
The highest recorded heat index, the temperature on July 4th was 77. And then it beat the record of some other day in the summer month in Anchorage, which was 85. So it was 5 degrees warmer than it's ever been recorded. And that was 1969.
Yeah.
It's also weird. Weather talk. But it's also weird that like you look at a lot of these things and like a lot of things happened in 1969 and a lot of things are happening in 2019. Something about those two dates.
The 40-year span.
Yeah.
You know, like the Well, you're turning 40. I think it's kind of your, what is it? Your leap year or your moon year or something?
It's 50, but.
Your year of the woman?
The year of the woman.
Maybe you should have your year of the woman day.
Year of the woman. I like the year of the woman. It's great.
Just and petition for the statues, the 4, 5, 6, whatever statues that you want. Good, right? You know, even though Deb thinks women don't really need that.
Need
but
it.
I think it'd be a nice thing to do.
I think it would be awesome.
Like a, like you make some statue, like something epic.
Yeah.
Because they have the crazy horse.
Yeah.
And they have the Mount Rushmore, which I was like, Mount Rushmore, no offense to anybody living in South Dakota, is just like a reason to go to South Dakota.
The only reason to go to South Dakota.
It's the only reason to go there.
And that's my point. If you make, so say you're like, you're Montana or something. You're like, we'll make a Mount Rushmore for women. That would be more of a reason for people to go.
To attract people to go there.
Speaking of,
I think make it easy for women and make it where a lot of women are.
I think
New York City needs to be the place where they have that money.
Well, I mean, okay, here's something we could look up.
Well, New York City doesn't really need the tourism.
Let's see. So. Let's see this. I'm going to look this up. State with the most women. Most. I spelled it wrong. God damn it.
You put moist women.
Most women. Let's see. The highest population of women, Alaska. Alaska has the most women.
Per capita. So that's per females, that's per land. Alaska has a lot of men, but I think like you're thinking of like land mass.
I'm talking about the ratio of women to men. Alaska makes females make up 51.6% of the population. Wait, nope, that's a lie. No, that was Rhode Island and Delaware, which came in second and third. And Alaska makes up 52.4% women. It's wild. Another thing about statues. Did you see that? I don't remember where it was. And I didn't write it down because I didn't think we'd get on this topic. But they made a Melania statue in Slovenia. I want to say that's where she's from. Probably not.
Slovenia?
Yeah. I think. You should look it up. They made a statue and the guy did it with a chainsaw. And it's horribly hideous. It's terrible. I feel like they did it as a joke.
Yeah. I think here's the other thing, too, is you have to make it flattering. Like if you're going to do a statue for women, it needs to be...
needs to look good. God. It's really bad. It's pretty bad. I don't think
this is real. This isn't state-sponsored.
No, it is. Look at it. It is state-sponsored.
Yeah, that does. It looks like a gingerbread.
It's really bad.
said it looked like a smart. Oh, that's
It's pretty bad.
Well, yeah. So in thinking of your statue idea, you need to make it sort of. What do you want? What do you want your medium to be? Stone?
Well,
maybe it should be like glass, like an awesome like glass statue.
Cool. Glass would be kind of cool. Right? Yeah. What if you built like sculpted a giant glass sculpture into the side of the mountain? And like that would be like the breaking through the glass ceiling, you know?
You know what I want to see? Like I would love to see.
Do you go through puberty?
No, hold on. I know my voice just cracked. I would love to see Melania Trump's reaction when she like visits the statue or something. I'd love it if they had like a big unveiling and like they unveiled it and it was like, oh, and it like showed her face being like,
not good.
Not good.
Not good. Yeah, it's really bad. What would you want your statue to be? If you can have a statue, where would you want it? And then what would you want the medium to be?
Like granite kind of sounds nice. Like
sound nice.
Or like a black, like something like just really black
like
and
onyx.
Dark. Onyx, you know, like a lightning bolt or something.
I feel like the guy who's white in Colorado should have an onyx statue. Like a marble would be nice.
Marble's nice. Marble's expensive, though.
It is expensive. And, well, I mean, you're an expensive guy.
Unless you prepare the statue before you die, nobody's going to really get you a marble statue.
No.
You know?
Yeah. I would like a sword, like holding a sword. Just like really like this shirt that I'm wearing, which is like a kiwi shirt.
Bananas?
It's kiwis. It's a bunch of kiwis. I want to be wearing this, and I'm wearing camo shorts and holding a sword. Holding a sword. That would be my ideal situation. They had the running of the bulls.
Okay.
Right? Running of the bulls. Three people got gored. It always like in obvious news, right?
I don't need to do an obvious news. I feel like that's something I don't need to do.
No.
It's never on my, like, I don't, you know, like, that sounds terrible.
Sounds stupid.
The idea of, like, being with a bunch of people in a, like, a packed alley and, like, running for your lives from bulls. Yeah. Like,
right.
Where, what is your life that you have to experience that and, like, possibly get gored by a bull?
That's terrible.
Like, that sounds terrible.
I mean, it was what? It was Hemingway who did it, right? He was the one who wrote about it. Was it him? Was it Hemingway?
I don't know, Dave.
I mean, these are common facts. You should know me these things. But like, ever since he wrote about it, it's become a cultural icon thing. And the people who are gored from it, a dude from San Francisco, dude from Kansas. So a 46-year-old man from San Francisco would gored in the neck in the city's bull ring at the end of the 930-yard course. His injuries required surgery. A 23-year-old man from Florence Florence, Kentucky, and a 40-year-old Spanish man were both gored in the thigh.
That's not as bad as the neck.
Yeah, the neck.
The neck seems like you're going to need some surgery.
Yeah.
And you run with bulls with horns, you're going to get gored in the neck.
Yeah. And you're like running for 930 yards. So you're running for almost 10 football fields. That's a long way to go.
Yeah, I would die.
Yeah,
I know the risk of injury is high for me, and I would get gored. So I don't think I'd do it.
I can see your kids like cheering you on, and be like, "Go, Dad! Oh God! Oh God! Dad just got gored.
Dad's dead.
Dad's dead. Dad's dead." Yeah, that's not something I would want to do. I would want to be a part. Did you ever see the? I think it's in Italy or Spain
or something.
The tomato one.
Yeah, that looks you like could get hurt there fun. Too.
You could.
Because people throw, you got some like, you know, pitchers.
Yeah.
Some people that know how to throw a tomato. You get hit in the eye or the temple with one of those things.
Get with a stem in the eye, a little stem in the eye. Ooh. Yeah.
It sounds terrible. All of these things sound terrible.
You sound so old. You sound so old. I know. You're losing it.
I'm risk averse.
You're risk averse. Yeah, you are. What else you got? You got anything over there? I got the other stuff.
I had some notes, but it was basically like my to-do.
What is that?
A hard drive.
What is that? What is that?
Notes.
There's like circles. What else is on there?
Yeah, it was doodling.
What did bring hard drive from? What are you doing with that? No, I didn't say his name. What do you got on the hard drive?
I dropped off a hard drive with some data, some videos on it. 2 days worth of video work.
Getting a text messages and video things about. Did you see the thing that I posted on Instagram?
No.
So it's a caterpillar that was. I didn't mean to cut you off, but your story was pretty boring about data. But if you look at the Instagram, there's these caterpillars, right? Caterpillar. That have infested my Jeep.
Oh, God. Should I just get a rental car?
No, they were all on the roof. They were all on the roof, but they were all up on the roof. So I was trying to figure out what it is. So I posted on Instagram and I said, "What is this?" And I got a response and I had a text from Dylan that said they are fall webworms. That's the worms you have. Fall webworms.
Webworms. He would know. He's a bug guy.
He is a bug guy. Yes. So I saw.
We're going to need people to help us. You do that? That's how you... What? You ask people, we're going to need people to help us?
I hoped it would help. It didn't.
Nobody's going to look at that and be like, oh, these guys sound fun. Let's call them.
You didn't even look at it. So come on.
You didn't even look at my caterpillars.
Paul Webber.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Let's go for another 6 minutes, play some music.
All right.
And then, let's do an hour and a half. Hour and a half seems good.
Hour and a half is good. I mean, we did really good today.
I think that's good because I got to pee.
Yeah, we did good today. We did real good today.
This is...
good today.
We're not really talking about anything important.
Well, I did see... I saw Midsommar.
What's that? The horror one.
The horror movie.
My wife wants to see that.
Yeah, you should go see it. I really encourage
it. I don't like scary movies.
Well, the thing is that I brought my lady who does not like scary movies, and she liked it a lot. Because it's a psychological horror. It's not like a jump scare horror. And I don't
in the head.
I don't like jump scare horrors either. No. I think they're cheesy as shit.
Yeah.
But this one is more psychological. And I will say this. I won't give anything away if you want to tune out, if you're even listening. But I will say that there's a few trips, like mushroom trips, on this on in the movie where they do mushrooms. Mm-hmm. They nailed it. It was everything that like you experience when you're in a mushroom trip. Like the whole like the breathing of the world, the earth, you know, that kind of like breathing. Like there's one really good scene where they're all sitting there and they're all kind of bugging out a little bit. One dude is like, "Lay down with me. Guys, lay down with me. You have to lay down with me. Why aren't you laying down with me?" It was really well done. But of course, when you're dealing with a horror movie, tripping doesn't seem like the most obvious thing you'd want to do, right? No. So I encourage you to go see it. I mean, I wish you did see it before. Maybe if you do see it, we could talk about it a little bit more because I feel like there's a lot to unpack in that movie that was really good. It was a bit of a psychological thing where like a lot of questions arise, a lot of ideas arise, a lot of
like what if.
What if, a lot of a lot of like sympathy and empathy, a lot of those kind of things. It was very good.
A lot of feelings. You liked it. Dave likes it. Dave, three thumbs up.
And when I saw it, I was like, oh, I get it. So this is what Get Out wanted to be. A bunch of really scary, really white people.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the thing. I felt like this one was much more believable in an idea situation where Get Out was like, oh, this is like so far-fetched. I can't believe it at all. You know?
Right. Okay.
You saw Get Out, right?
Yeah. That freaked me out.
That freaked you out. Yeah, I think you should see this one. I want to see your thoughts on it.
All right. Yeah. Maybe I'll see it.
Yeah, maybe you'll see it. What do you got over there?
My nose is itching. I got a...
Are we going to go to this wedding thing or what?
I think so. We should. I think we all can.
You think we all can? Just
bring a bunch of people, like four people. Can I bring four of my friends? We're all going to drive.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring all my friends. It's cool, right? This is gonna be like a big fish wedding, right?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think they're into fish. Which my couple, yesterday? They played Tweezer or whatever, you know. Where? That at the wedding yesterday. They as their intro song, they played Tweezer.
Oh, nice.
Freezer or whatever, yeah, or whatever that song. Put Tweezer you in the freezer. Song.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Tweezer.
But it was Tweezer. Ah, it was great.
Yeah. It's a good song to enter into. It's a big build-up song. It's really good. It's a good song to enter into. Yeah.
Yeah.
John, my friend John, that was his song to enter into after they got married.
The one, not the one that I was at his wedding.
Yeah, no, his. John. That wedding, they entered in on that.
In New York? The one I was at?
Yeah.
No, I don't. Maybe that's why.
Because we were.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody about that one, you know?
Right.
Man. Did you see that Jim Beam fire?
Oh, all the barrels of whiskey burning?
Yeah. Oh,
nothing surprises me anymore.
No, it really doesn't. Call, you're on the air.
What's going on?
Nothing. What's going on, Dylan?
Nothing. I heard you have a little infestation you're dealing with.
I got a little infestation in the Jeep. What is it, a fall webworm?
I've got the same infestation, but not in a Jeep, of course. I don't have a Jeep.
You don't have a Jeep? What, in your car or in the house?
No. Yeah, it's in the house. It's actually it's in my lower intestine.
That's terrible.
No, yeah. It's,
would you eat them all?
It's in my backyard.
Oh, it's in the backyard. So in the backyard, you have a lot of problems. So is this like is this a total city thing where they're infesting the whole city?
I think we're under siege right now by these little critters.
Yeah, I can see that.
So I think we should just give up and move on to a new place. You know, we should just abandon New York.
I, for one, hail our new fall webworms.
They're great. I mean, they're good. They're kind. They don't bite or anything.
Are they poisonous at all? I was wondering about that.
I don't know. So where do you have them? They're in your Jeep?
Well, I came to my car this morning, and it looked like I was parked under a tree, and it looked like they all fell onto the, or they crawled on down to my Jeep, and they're all like on the roof. So it's like a soft top, so they like that softness. It's not metal, you know?
They do like the soft.
And they're literally top. Like, because you know, like there's Velcro on all those Jeeps, the Velcro?
Yeah.
They're all tucked up into the Velcro.
Oof, and you're not getting those out of there. I would say you got to burn your Jeep.
Burn the Jeep.
Burn the Jeep.
Dylan, I'm gonna go take a whiz and sign off, but I'm gonna let you talk.
All right, is that Giggles?
That's Giggles. Giggles is leaving on me. He's taking off.
Okay, hey, see you later, Giggles.
See you later.
My wife asked me, she's like, "Do you have something wrong with your prostate? You pee so much." I was like, "I just hydrate." I'm just hydrating.
No, you have a small bladder.
Small bladder.
Yeah, he's leaving. So you and me, buddy. You and me.
Small hearts, small bladder.
Jesus Christ.
He's leaving me. I mean, we got a 2-hour thing going, so we got things happening here.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Can you identify this worm? Here's a great segment. Identify this worm.
Identify the worm.
That's when I know I got to bail. Like, jump ship. We're talking about caterpillars. My wife is probably like, why are you guys talking about caterpillars?
Get up here. Caterpillars are infesting New York right now. It's time to let it go. Yeah, we just need to move on.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to abandon New York.
Yeah.
It's not habitable anymore.
He's gone. Giggles just left. He's gone, jumped ship. Yeah.
Ooh, that was even faster than normal.
That was faster than normal. Yeah. I mean, he hears you, and there's just like something inside of him that just goes, I can't.
He's just like, I'm out. See you later.
Fucking out of here.
I got a poker game to go spectate.
Well, we just learned that he would be a really good cuck. We figured that.
Is this a new revelation?
Yeah, we had on Deb, who is a sex therapist, and she talked about how she has a lot of cucks, and we figured that that's probably his future. That seems right. It just seems right.
Yeah, I guess it's pretty good. It's kind of like you don't really have to do much. You just sit back and
right.
I guess he could just call into the show while his wife is just getting like done in the background or
exactly,
something.
Exactly. Exactly. I guess we probably shouldn't be talking about this while he's not here.
It's
when he's not here, it's not as fun. You know, you can't pick on someone.
It's the same thing as he's getting cucked on the show right now.
He's getting cucked on the show. You just cucked him out on the show.
I'm cucking him. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So how was camping? How was camping? Did you run into a lot of fall webworms?
No, they were just mostly in my backyard. Today, I was sitting back there for a while, and they were just falling from the tree, like, on me the whole day I was back there.
So they're everywhere.
What the fuck is going on?
Like, they're everywhere.
You said you have them, so I was like, I figured I must have gotten them from you, right?
Yeah, probably. They're infesting.
Who'd you get them from?
I mean, they're probably in the dorms. They're probably just ransacking.
The dorms, these fucking things.
I know. But they like, figured out they like cool places.
Yeah.
Because when they were.
It wouldn't be on this show, right?
It wouldn't be on this show. No, it would not be on this show. This is the last cool place there is. Yeah. But they when I went out this morning, my car was covered, so they were all basking on the roof. Then I went in later.
That's
and this,
a cool place. That sounds hot on that roof. Yeah.
It was, but I mean, it was cooler because the sun wasn't radiating on top of the roof. Then when I came out later, the sun was directly over it, and they all had crawled into the Velcro underneath.
They're going to get deep in there. They may be cutting your brake line right now.
I found one inside.
I wouldn't drive that.
No, I know. Yeah. I found one inside.
Did it still start?
No, I think that's it. Did you ever see that? I want to say it was like Tales from the Crypt, where the guy got infested by bugs because he was killing all the bugs, and then
the roaches. It was Freak Show.
Yeah, it was Creep Show. Yeah. And then they all just ate him alive, and then they were like crawling out of his mouth at the end. That was good. That scarred me as a kid.
I heard because that was I think that was Creep Show 1. Because there's two of that movie, Creepshow.
Yeah, I think so. There might be more, but yeah.
Maybe there's a third one, maybe. I think a lot of those are Stephen King short stories or something.
Yeah.
And but I heard that particular one about the roaches, they didn't show on the air in New York.
Really?
Because it affected the, people in that market.
Yeah.
You know, because
that's interesting.
Everybody was kind of had that infestation.
Yeah.
That's something I heard one day.
That is pretty funny.
That's not long. Yeah.
So, all right. So here it is. Creepshow 1, 1982. That was directed by George A. Romero.
Yeah, Romero did both of them, I believe. Yeah.
And then there was Creepshow 2. That was in 1987. I got to look in that one. And then there was Creepshow 3. In 2006. 2006.
Oh, yeah. That's way too recent for me to have seen.
Yeah. We should probably watch that one.
The second one is really good. That one's got the slime lake. You remember that?
Yeah, that was really good.
That slime that bizarre sequel.
When I was on the cruise ship, they showed both of those on there, and I watched both of them.
Oh, that's amazing.
Those are really good. They were really good movies. Yeah, so the guy, George A. Romero and Stephen King wrote like most of them. And then Michael Gornick wrote or directed the second one. But I remember the Stephen King one where he found the meteor.
The comet?
Yeah, the meteor one.
That's one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, that one was so
covered
good.
In that slime.
Yeah, and then eventually he shoots himself in the head with a shotgun.
Hey, I mean, he's got all the answers. I mean, this may be your only way out of this war, Memphis.
When did you watch these? Because they came out in 82 and 87. What did you watch them very young?
I've never seen those as a kid.
Me too. I remember being like freaked out.
I've rewatched them since.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember being freaked out by them when I was a kid. They came out in 82, so I was like 4. And then 87, I was like 8.
Yeah. No, those are good movies. They're great. They're like comic book style. They have like, those like all the scenes that cut from like comic book
type. I remember the one I liked the least. That was the, remember the cigar store Indian?
Which one was that? Was that the one, was it like a haunted Indian or some shit?
It came to life. There was, like wooden Indian? It came to life.
It just like axed everybody.
It just axed everybody. It just like, that one was my least favorite. I remember watching that one being like, I don't identify with this Indian. I just don't identify with it.
It was, it was retribution. It was coming back and it was fucking, taking aim.
Yeah.
But the one that I liked a lot was the Ted Danson one with Leslie Nielsen where he buries them.
That was
that one terrified me.
Yeah, that one was really terrifying. That one was
I'm
like
at the beach right now.
Are you at the beach right now?
I am.
Where are you at?
I'm in Asbury.
Oh, you're in Asbury? You're down in Asbury?
Yeah.
Oh man, what's going on down there?
Show, but I just drove down here.
Yeah, makes sense.
It's beautiful. I don't know why you're not at the beach right now. Why are you doing this show?
I didn't know you were going to the beach. You should have told me. I invited you to the beach on Friday.
Hot.
It was really hot.
And I was at work and you just didn't go to work. So that's,
yeah. I mean,
people don't have that luxury.
You saw the Outlist that day. It was like a mile long.
You were not on it though. Right?
No.
You were at the beach.
Yeah, I was at the beach. It was really nice. It was fun. Oh. Jeez.
What else is going on tonight? I think we covered everything.
I think we covered a lot. Here's the something that's interesting. So Tarantino said this is going to be his last movie.
What?
Yeah.
I don't believe that. Right?
He said, I see myself writing books and starting to write theater. So I'll be creative, but I think I've come to the end of the road.
That'd be kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
Go out like on a high note.
Go out on a high note. That's kind of his thing.
Well, I don't know how well, I don't know how great how good his new movie will be, but if he were to throw something great together, then
I will say that I'm not the biggest Tarantino fan, but this one interests me more than the rest.
Yeah, it's got a good subject matter, it's that the Manson family.
I do love a Manson story.
Yeah, I'm game for the Mansons anytime.
Do you remember when we did the Manson special and you got your name up in the credits?
Yeah, that was good for me. That was a big, that got me.
That was a big win.
I'm known now.
That was a big win.
So I see that Tony. Wait, so that Tony Alamo thing that's on Sundance, that's been out, right?
That's been out. I remember when it aired, and I was reading articles about it, and I think April.
Okay,
I think it was in April.
I just got an ad for it, in my social media stream.
Maybe they're doing another push for it. What was the name of it?
Oh Jesus, I forget. It's on Sundance. It's the Tony Alamo story.
Really.
Blah, 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 something of that nature.
Something of evil. Ministry of Evil. Ministry of Evil. Yeah, so you go to the Sundance Channel, go watch Ministry of Evil. We worked on it. It's a really good little series. It was fun.
Good time.
What are you doing at the beach right now?
I'm just standing here on the boardwalk. I'm just looking at
what's happening down there.
People are just walking about. There's people just twirling in place, eating ice cream. People doing beachy stuff.
Is there any bands playing or anything?
Let me see. I'm of course from the Stone Pony. I was looking at the lineup. They got Sublime with Rome will be playing soon.
Oh Jesus.
Is the boss and our boss there? Our boss and the boss are a duo now, right?
They are a duo.
That's pretty funny. Referring to the boss, you're just like, well, you must be talking about my boss too, because they're
an item.
Yeah, apparently, Bruce was at the Stone Pony last night. He played with Southside Johnny and Asbury Juke.
Oh yeah, isn't that like the local band that plays there like every weekend?
Yeah, they play here quite frequently, and he's known to just kind of appear out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's kind of what he does. Does he live close to there?
lands right here. I don't actually. No, he lives in, I believe it's Colts Neck, I think is the town he lives in.
It must be nice.
Another part of Jersey. Yeah, it's a nice town.
Yeah. So I went to go see. I went to go see Midsommar.
How was that?
It was really good. I think you should go see it. I think you're gonna like it a lot.
Is it gonna like fuck me up?
Probably. It'll probably fuck you up in the head. But I do think it'll make you think twice about should I join this cult? Because maybe it'll work out.
I'm never gonna think twice about that. I'm just going head first. Just that's the way to do first. It. They take it off a band-aid. Just do it.
Yeah.
You know?
But one thing I did see, there was a trailer for, actually it might have been Spider-Man, but regardless, there was a trailer for a movie about this Indian kid who lives in India, or like Pakistan, I think, and he falls in love with Bruce Springsteen, and the whole soundtrack is Bruce Springsteen, and then he starts acting like Bruce, he starts dressing like Bruce, and then he makes a pilgrimage to New Jersey.
Oh, man. What is this called?
I can't remember. Let me see what it is. Let me see.
I thought you were going to tell me it was like some movie where Bruce Springsteen never existed.
That would be really good.
Because that would just be a utopian like world, right?
That would be really good. So it's actually called Blinded by the Light.
Interesting. I can't say this out loud down here because I'm in Asbury.
You can't.
That sounds like a decent
play. I mean, it's a life where Bruce Springsteen never existed, except for this one Indian kid.
You just have to find him.
Oh, man. I can't believe you're down there. That's pretty wild. You guys should go see Midsommar on the way back.
We'll probably stop somewhere on the way back. I don't know. We're probably not going to leave here for a couple hours. So, I want to, avoid all the big traffic nonsense that's usually
involved. Did you bring down the surfboard?
No, I did not go that in depth. Just did a little quick thing to make it easy.
Yeah. So you just brought the dog down. I'm sure you brought the dog down.
No dog.
Really?
Dogless, yeah.
Really? That's surprising to me.
Yeah, I just wanted to do a quick little bing, bang, boom, in and out, kind of short little thing. So just flew down here.
So,
I was going to go to the Rockaways, but I was like, the Rockaways is 20 minutes long, even though it's only 10 miles from Jersey City. Like the ride is an hour 20 usually. So it's
really?
Yeah, just because you have battles with the tunnels and stuff.
You do have battles with the tunnels. But did you see the battle with the tunnel on Friday? Did you see that whole thing?
Dude, I avoided that. Thankfully, but that dumb truck that decided to just
jump off a bridge,
off an overpass.
Yeah. That was crazy.
Dumb truck.
And it couldn't have been at a worse time. Friday, right before the holiday weekend, or during the holiday weekend, that's literally the worst time you could ever imagine that happened.
Yeah, it was perfectly timed to cause. There was traffic backed up from the Holland Tunnel to near where we work on Hudson and Leroy. Tunnel traffic was so bad because everybody who was trying to go through the Lincoln was diverted to the Holland, and there was a 4-hour delay there.
Yeah, so, I believe it.
Yeah,
four-hour delay. I heard reports of
that being one of the worst tunnel snarls of traffic.
And then Penn Station was just as bad. Everything was bad. Everything was bad.
It was a big mess.
It was a huge
mess. It was all screwed up.
Imagine you sitting on your scooter in that traffic. Oh, my God.
With all the fumes? Oh, my God. I would have been delirious.
You would have been totally delirious. That would have been terrible.
I would have been delirious, man.
You would have died. You would have totally died.
It would have been good. It would have been great. I would have been really high the whole time. I would have been pissed off that I was in traffic, but at least I would have been stoned out of my mind with all the exhaust.
Yeah. Totally would have gone out of your mind. You would have lost your gourd. That would have been it for you. I would have never saw you again.
I'd have finally fried the gourd.
So when are we going to get you back on the show? Is that ever going to happen?
I'm here, aren't I?
I mean, in studio.
I don't know. I need to. Can you get can you arrange a ride for me or something? Is it a shuttle?
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
It's called Laura's car.
Have a shuttle?
It's called Laura's car.
She doesn't want to drive me anymore. She got sick of it.
She got sick of it. She got sick
There's
of playing
it for her.
Playing her games while we were talking on the radio.
She ran out of internet content to peruse while we're talking nonsense.
Nonsense. I mean, we had fun when you were here. Is it Giggles? Is it Giggles? You could be honest.
No, it's not Giggles. Listen, where is Giggles?
He left.
Is he just listening, like alone in a room?
He probably, yeah. Right now. He's probably, yeah, alone in his room. He's probably alone in his room and listening to us.
He was
crying.
He was in it since the beginning. So this is like an endurance test. This is a 2-hour show.
Yeah, it's a 2-hour show. Yeah. We're going to do another 2-hour show next week. You want to come in?
Yeah. Let me try to make it to that one, I guess.
Yeah, you should. You really, really should. Is that?
Well, I can just be like your correspondent that's out in the field.
I mean, that's good too, I guess. I mean, you really pulled it off today. So that was good.
I mean, I did a lot of preparations for this appearance.
Yeah. So remember when we were trying to be a influencer?
Sure. Why not?
Well, a UK advertising company has decided that all you need is 30,000 followers to be a celebrity.
What are you at right now? I mean, you got to be close.
I mean, like 100, I think. I think we're at like 100. How many does 30, Shitty Graffiti 000? Have? Yeah, 30,000 to...
Shitty Graffiti had potential, too. I can't believe it only mounted up to like 55.
I know. Well, we gave up on it. Shitty Graffiti was a great Instagram home.
There's so much Shitty Graffiti out there in the world, too.
So much Shitty Graffiti.
So you need 30,000 followers.
30,000 followers to be considered a celebrity. I think that's a fair number.
I guess so, but how easy is it to make one of those accounts, to forge, to spoof one of those accounts?
Yeah, but I mean, you still got to raise unless you're going to pay for all the followers, right?
But I can just sit all day at my desk and make Instagram accounts, right?
That's true.
I just got to like have email. I just need 30,000 email addresses.
So you're saying that you're going to forcibly
commit fraud.
Commit fraud and be, I mean, I think we should possibly do that.
It's better than trying to influence people. I mean, no one's listening.
No.
This is freaking take matters in our own hands. I'll make the accounts.
All right,
I'll just click a like on everything you freaking do.
Yeah, tomorrow at work, let's become an influencer and get 30,000 followers. We'll try to get as many people as we can, but we'll also make Instagrams through bogus email addresses and try to get up to 30,000. I bet you things start popping off for us.
What are we going to do to no one's paying attention to what we're doing. We're going to have to commit fraud to get these followers.
Exactly. So what are we going to, we got to post? What do you want to post? We could post you up on that roof.
It doesn't matter. I'm going to you can post whatever you want. You can post a picture of your shoe. I'm going to hit 30,000 times on anything you post.
It's true. But I mean, I feel like we need to come up with a theme and then maybe it could take off on its own, but we first have to make 30,000 email addresses.
The theme is my shoe every day.
That's pretty good.
Take a picture of your shoe in the morning, and then I just like it 30,000 times.
All right, let's do this tomorrow. So we're going to make, what do you want to call this thing? What do you want to call my shoe?
Yeah, why not? I mean, it doesn't matter.
How about my shoe every day? My shoe every day.
Yeah, that's it. My shoe every day.
My shoe every day. This is a great Instagram. I think we can make this happen. All right, let's make that happen tomorrow. All we need is 30,000.
Every morning when you wake up, you take a picture of wherever your shoe is.
Yeah.
Actually, that would be helpful. Do it the night before. Maybe then it helps you find your shoe.
Sure, sure. But I mean, we could get one, over at work. Or we could go down to the river. We can get one. Oh. Perched up
wherever you've been that day. That's even better.
Yeah.
Not just where you wake up in the morning, just one shot of your shoe somewhere along
the way. Think about you put your shoe, you take your shoe off, you put it up on the railing down on the pier, and it looks like
don't even take it off.
You don't even have to take it off. But it'll look like it's being thoughtful down at the pier.
And then we can down on the pier.
And then we can go up to Times Square. We can get in front of one of those nude painted girls,
that's going to cost money, though.
We can give them $1. We can give them $1 for 30,000 followers.
You're the money guy.
I'm the money guy.
If you want to go, you're going to have to get that cash.
So I want you guys tomorrow to do a search for my shoe every day. And that's going to be our Instagram. Tell Laura about it. I think she's into it.
Laura's into it.
Yeah. My shoe every day.
Sure. I don't know. What do you want from me? This is a freebie. I'm just giving you this one.
Wait, are you not involved with it? Just mine?
I mean, I wonder if it's, I guess I'm in on this.
Yeah, I think you're in on this. I think this is what we always wanted to do. We wanted to be an influencer. We just learned all you need is 30,000 followers to be a celebrity.
That's
And I think we could do this.
All right. If you say so. I don't think it's going to work.
You don't think it's going to work? I think we'll
give it a shot.
Think about, like, because, like, at that point, they you start getting product placement endorsements. Because they say at 30,000 is when you have to say that you're promoting a thing. You know, like they do that. So at 30,000, you have to start saying that you're promoting something. So we could do all shoe endorsements.
That'd be sick. I mean, there's good money in that.
This could be something. This could be something.
This could turn into something big.
This could be.
All right. So, yeah, once I hang up, if you can go ahead and just delete everything I've said, and that'd be perfect.
Just delete it all. All right.
No, that's great. Yeah, I think we're going to have a future in this.
We got a future.
We can finally like flush this toilet show down the toilet.
Down the toilet. And move on to something bigger and better.
Bigger and better things.
What is happening over there?
Yeah, there's a lot of like shouting. I don't know. I think someone's...
Give me the rundown. Give me the visual.
Well, right now I'm in the I believe the old arcade building.
Okay.
So it's like I don't know when the last time you were down here. So it's like a big shell of a building that was built, I think, like in the 20s at some time. So it's just like the shell now. You can just walk through it, and in the middle there's a big art exhibit. There's just like stuff hanging from the ceiling, which is pretty cool.
So then people are yelling about it?
And people are just screaming in there. Yeah, yeah.
That sounds weird.
You're at the Jersey Shore, so there's just going to be random yelling happening around you.
Have you seen any fights yet?
No fights. I'm thinking about going and hitting the beach with my metal detector here in a couple minutes, though.
You brought your metal detector down?
Yeah.
Yeah, go do that. And then do me a favor, and we'll start the first one. Put your shoe, your foot, in the shot with the metal detector and take a picture.
Okay, I'll do that. That'll be the first entry.
That's the first entry. That's the first one.
Perfect.
And see if you can find something. Now. Yeah. Actually, do a picture with your shoe with the metal detector and everything you find in a ball, in like a clump on the ground.
Even better.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I mean, I'm trying to make this happen. So that's our first one. That's our first one. And then tomorrow we'll take our second one. Maybe we'll go down to the river. We'll do that. And then the next day, maybe we'll go up to Times Square. And we'll make it happen.
Square.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
I'll just put my shoe like on a subway and send it up there. I'm not going up there with it, though.
I mean, you don't even have to go. Your shoe just has
to be there, right?
Yeah, no, you don't have to be there. All right. Well, you did something. We did something.
I mean, are you playing me? This is like the longest I think you've ever let anyone stay on the phone before.
Oh, yeah. I mean, usually I hang up right away.
It's usually a quick hang up right off the bat.
I know. How do you feel about it?
This is a lengthy phone conversation for the show.
Is. I mean, this is probably the most I've talked to you in a long time,
usually I just kind of come in your room, like, make a few, like, grunting, burping noises and leave.
That's pretty accurate. That's actually pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there we go. We did something.
There you go.
I don't know how long it's been. Giggles is gone, man. Giggles is gone.
Can I hand the baton off? Or?
Yeah, he's gone.
He's long gone.
He's
right?
long gone. Yeah, I got a couple of minutes to go, and then it's the end of the show. I'm gonna go home.
You
go
watch Laura for a little bit.
Yeah, put her on.
All right, Laura.
Hello.
Hey, Laura.
Hi. What's going on?
What's happening?
You know, we're just at the beach, walking around. I just got some tacos, and Dylan said that he didn't want any, which
that's
is
a lie.
Ridiculous.
That's
I'm
a
sure
lie.
He wants them.
He's distracted.
But I ate them. I ate them while he was on the phone.
So he didn't get any tacos?
Looks like he missed out.
Oh, man. He just...
Also, he brought his metal detector, and he wanted to metal detect, but there's already a guy out there.
That's okay.
So
that's
he's
okay.
Missing out on a lot of things right now.
You're costing me a bundle here.
Well, ask him about the new... the new influencer thing we're going to start going. It's called My Shoe Every Day.
My Shoe Every Day.
Yeah, yeah. Look, ask
no
him about
it. No one wants to see his shoes. No one wants to see Dylan's shoes. Trust me.
I know. I've seen them. They're not. He needs a new pair. That's going to be like.
Bad idea.
That's going to be the highlight. But that's going to be the highlight of season two when we get him new shoes. You see?
Okay, yeah.
Like season one is going to be the real sad. The real sad ending to a really horrible show, you know?
Okay, yeah.
And then here we go, the start of season two. New shoes. new shoes. Everybody's rocking. Everybody's rolling. Things are going really well.
Nice.
And then by season three, he's gonna have to get a pair of homeless people's shoes.
Okay. Yeah. So it's gonna his shoes are gonna look like a homeless person.
Right.
By the
it's gonna
that.
Be bad. It's not gonna be very good.
He's like, it's not my shoe. It's not my shoe.
No, it's his shoe. It's 100% his shoe.
It's definitely 100% only Dylan's shoes.
It's only his shoe.
My shoe doesn't photo well.
He only has one pair of shoes anyway. Just kidding. He doesn't.
No, I know. Well, he kind of does, though. I mean, I've never seen him in more than one pair. I know he does. He really does. But also, he was blaming it on you that you guys don't come in anymore.
Oh, really? What did he say?
He said she got bored and didn't want to hang out anymore, so she won't drive me over there.
Interesting.
Yeah,
because he's the one who does darts on Sunday now. So
wait, darts started Sunday?
To come in anymore?
I thought that season was over. I thought dart season was over.
That's what I thought too, but somehow it just keeps going on and on and on.
We got to get him out of that. We got to get him out of the darts. I feel like it's too degenerate. He drinks too much. Things are a little out of control down there. And where's he going? He's going
he
to Jersey
rides
City?
He rides a scooter to the darts game so he doesn't drink too much because he like forces himself to like have to ride back so he won't drink that much. That's his tactic. He's getting mad.
He's getting mad.
Like this,
He's getting mad. All right, ask him about new shoe every day. We're going to get this thing rolling. We got to come in next week. Bring him in next week. You guys come over.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to do a 2-hour show. It's going to be great.
Wow.
We're going to talk.
Okay.
We're going to get down to business. We're going to get everything rocking. It's good.
Wow, sounds good.
All right.
Wow, do you hear this music happening right now?
I do.
I might have to hang up.
Give me the visual of it. What's happening? Give me the visual.
I don't know if you want this visual.
Give it to me.
There's a bunch of lamos, like semi-dancing.
Oh, no. Fist pumping?
Old DJ.
Are they fist pumping? Are they fist bumping?
What?
Are they fist bumping?
No. They're just kind of like slowly rocking back and forth.
Oh, no. That's not good.
It's a little sad.
That is. All right, Laura. Well, I catch you long enough. Go hang out at the beach. Go collect stuff. Go metal detect.
All right. Yeah, we're going to metal detect right now.
Get him a new pair of shoes.
We'll try to find a new pair of shoes on the beach.
All right. This is good talking to you, Laura. I'll see you soon.
All right. See you soon. Right. Bye.
Later. All right, everybody.
All right. Yeah. Later.
Go home. Doodly-doo.